people were really scared of the deportation because we knew it was going to be to somewhere like Treblinka or Majdanek, where no one came out alive of there. And we knew, we had quite a lot of information, so people tried to hide. Some people hid in the open, in the forests. And my parents were introduced to someone in another town called Częstochowa. And this man was recommended by a relative who was now working in Częstochowa. He was from Piotrków. And this man came over to Piotrków. Arrangements were made. I wasn't party to that. And they were paid in advance. I don't know how much, but they were paid. They went back with the money and they said that the man will come back for me next week and then the week after for my cousin. I went first on a train. The journey was about an hour and a half, as far as I remember. And my cousin came after me. We were both there. We were supposed to be relatives who had come from Warsaw because it was a very big town and you're less likely to be sort of recognized. And if you quoted a small town, they would expect to know you. We were both very scared. And sometimes when there was a knock on the door, it was okay for us to mix. And other times they quickly hid us under the bed or in the cupboard, anywhere out of sight. In the meantime, my cousin, who was a year younger than I, and she was an only child, I was one of three, she became so scared. She missed her parents. And she said that she wants to go back. She doesn't want to stay. And she was told that she can't go back yet because the deportations are still happening. But she said that her parents had very good friends in Piotrków. They're hiding her parents' valuables and they'll take her in. So the man said, okay, he will take her back. So as far as I knew, she was very lucky. She had gone back to her parents and I'm still there now on my own. And I've got to wait, I don't know for how long. But eventually the time came for me to go back. And there was my father waiting for me. But there was also Ija's father, my cousin's father. He looked at us and he went white. He said, it was my daughter. The man said, I took her back and to Piotrków. He said, but what do you mean? She's not in Piotrków. Where is she? What have you done with my child? And I still remember vividly my uncle looking at the ground with his arms behind his back, pacing there and back, saying, what have you done with my child? And that's the end of the story.